Here's a thought I'll title, Print with Margins. One of the interesting lessons that came from my recent downsizing, along with the large prints that I was talking about yesterday, was a strategy that I didn't realize was a weak strategy in my youth. I used to buy 8x10 paper, and I would make as close to an 8x10 image as I could. That is to say, I would leave very little margin around the edges of the paper, just a bit. And when I printed 11x14 paper, same thing. On the rare occasion that I used a 16x20 piece of paper, same thing. I would try to maximize the image size on the paper. What I didn't realize is the weakness of that strategy is the vulnerability of the corners of the paper. If a print gets dropped, if it gets moved around in a drawer or whatever, the corners can get dented or bent, and that can devalue a print. So now that I've experienced that and saw it again in all of my downsizing of images and whatnot, I'm reminded that about 15 or 20 years ago, I established a newer policy that was less stingy on paper, and I started printing with sort of a generous margin of white around the image. So I would print 8x10 prints on 11x14 paper, or 11x14 prints on 16x20 paper. So there was plenty of margin around. If the corner got dented or bent, it could be trimmed off. If I needed a place to sign on the medium itself, I had room to do so. So for me, that's been a very successful strategy. It's less economic because I'm using oversized paper for the prints that I'm making. But I think in the long run, it's a better way to protect and preserve and to make for a nice, clean image that will survive years and years. So something worth thinking about, I think.